Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the sixth week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we consider question 19 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Having confessed in the first part of our answer that we know the truth of these things from the Holy Gospel, which was revealed in the Garden of Eden and proclaimed and foreshadowed throughout the Old Testament, we now look to the complete fulfillment of the rites, ceremonies, and prophecies of old at the coming of the Lord Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. And so we ask, from where do you know this? And we answer, from the Holy Gospel, which God himself first revealed in paradise, afterwards proclaimed by the holy patriarchs and prophets, and foreshadowed by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law, and finally fulfilled by his well-beloved Son. For as Paul tells us in Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. In his perfect timing, God sent Jesus to fulfill all the prophecies of the old covenant, that what was promised for thousands of years might be entirely and completely realized in Christ. This gospel truth was the solution to the desperate need of all God's people. For Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 tells us, the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities. The law can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, can never make perfect those who draw near. But where the law and the sacrifices could not do it, Jesus Christ can and did do it. For Hebrews goes on to tell us in verses 9 and 10 of chapter 10, Jesus, who came in the perfect timing of God, said, "Behold, I have come to do your will." And he, Jesus, does away with the first, that is, the law and the sacrifices of the old covenant. He does away with the first in order to establish the second, the new covenant by his blood. Thus, as Hebrews goes on to say, by the will of God, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Everything foretold, everything foreshadowed, everything prophesied, everything proclaimed throughout the time of the old covenant was utterly and completely fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of God, who came to earth as true God and true man, to bring us the grace of God in salvation from sin, redemption from death, and the promise of life everlasting. For as the Apostle John tells us in John chapter 1, verses 14 through 17, the Word, again we know him as Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And the promise of God to those who look to Jesus in faith, to those who believe in the truth they have heard, those who behold the fullness of grace and truth in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, and believe on his name, the promise of God is this: from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Overwhelming grace, grace that runs over, grace unimaginable, grace unfathomable. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And as Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 drives home, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus the Christ, Jesus the beloved Son of God, Jesus, he who was true man and true God, Jesus, he who was fully righteous, has fulfilled all the promises of the gospel made by God throughout redemptive history. For as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, All the promises of God find their yes in Christ. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And so to our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory. Amen.